This is producer Max Friedman. I hope by now you've had a chance to check out our most recent documentary, The Shepherd and the Settler, which originally premiered on the BBC World Service in September, and you can also listen to on our feed. If you haven't listened to The Shepherd and the Settler yet, I encourage you to go and listen now, and then come back to this episode. We worked on The Shepherd and the Settler for months. We did many interviews along the way, including some that didn't make it into the final piece. So over the next few weeks, here in the Unsettled podcast feed, we're going to be sharing some of those interviews with you. We're actually going to start with Mohammed Jahalin, the shepherd of the title, the central figure in the story. You did hear his voice in the original episode, but only a little bit. All credit to Mataz Malhiz, the actor who did a wonderful job playing Mohammed in English translation. But having spent time with Mohammed himself, I just love his voice. And I think it gives you a fantastic sense of his personality, even if you don't speak Arabic or Hebrew. Now, if you don't speak Arabic or Hebrew, have no fear, you'll also hear my interpreter for the day, Aviv Tatarsky. If you do, Aviv's translations in the moment may not be absolutely word-for-word perfect, so thank you for your patience and understanding. We just wanted to share some more of Mohammed's story and some details about his life that we didn't have time for in the 26 minutes and 28 seconds we got from the BBC. So we're going to start with the moment that I first met Mohammed. Mohammed is 30 years old and lives in a place called Rashash with about 80 members of his extended family. When Aviv and I caught up to him, he was standing on a rocky hillside, watching his family's sheep and goats as they grazed in the valley below.
Mohammed. أنا اسمي أفيف أول مرة هون.
أول مرة.
بس كنت مع جاي مع أمير معارك تحت. وماكس هو صحفي من أمريكا. وبيخدو برنامج نص ساعة للبي بي سي.
كويس.
عن الراعين.
كويس هنا الراعين هي قدامك الراعين والمصو.
So here you see the shepherds in front of your eyes. And they have to deal. We have to deal with the settlers.
أي نحن قدامك زي ما أنت شايف.
This is what you see is how we live.
حياتنا صعبة والله صعبة مع المستوطن.
Life is not easy and because of the settlers it's more difficult.
يعني واحد تضايق وصار يعني إحنا إن 30 سنة هنيانة.
We're here for 30 years.
المبسوطين بنوكل بنشرب من هالغنم.
It was good to live here. We could get all the food we needed. We grew the sheep.
ونوكل ونشرب منهن ومبسوطين بس إجاها من هذا سنة ونص سنتين يعني نكد علينا البلاد منعها بطلنا والله عفنا الغنم بدنا إن خاطر أخرى نظل هيك قدام والله غير نبيعنا ظل.
So it was a good life here and we could get all we needed from the sheep. But a year and a half, 2 years ago, the settlers arrived and everything's changed, become much more difficult. And, you know, maybe they want us to just sell our sheep and get out of here. Do you want to hear anything else?
How did you first find out that they were here? How did
كيف عرفت إنه هم هون المستوطنين يعني بالبداية كيف شو بداية القصة؟
البداية القصة زي ما جاب 10 نعجات وجوه في المعسكر بربين شوي شوي جمعة سبت بأخذهن على العيعاد هذا اللي هني يعني بسند فيهن والأحد برجع فيهن وزي كذا شوي شوي وظلوا هذا وفي مرة اجوا وهدوا لهم هان كانوا هون جاي قريبين بانين خيمة وهدونهم الجيش هدت له وبعدين انتقل غادة وعمر وسكن
So first they arrived
2013 اجا في المنطقة اول ما اجا 2013 بس من سنتين سنة ونص بلش يمنع
So at the beginning they arrived like quietly they didn't cause problems they built their you know their shacks their tents The army even demolished one of their dwellings and so on. And they gradually increased in number. And since 2 years, they started harassing and attacking us.
Does your family own this land?
هذا أرض تبعكم؟
لا لا. مش يعني بس من بس الأرض لبلد اسمه كريوت وتلفيت يعني فلسطينية الأرض لهم بس إيش الجيش أو الجيش مسمى المناطق هاي أراضي دولة هذا أراضي إطلاق نار هذا أراضي
قبل الجيش يعني أنتوا حكيتوا مع أصحاب الأرض وهم حكوا مسموح لكم
مسموح ما كانوا يزرعوها هاي الأراضي هاي تنزرع هاي تحت شفت اللي دخلت معها هاي وفيه برضو غاد وفي عشقة هاي وهاي أراضي كلها تنزرع لحد العام أول سنة ما زرعوها بس.
ليش؟
مش أنا مستوطن. ما بخليهم من مرة يزرعوا، ممنوع.
This land belongs to people from nearby villages like Karayut. Karayut وشو؟
Karayut وتلفيت.
Karayut and Talfit. And they spoke with the landowners that permitted them to graze here. And actually the land is also, parts of the land are also cultivated and plowed and sowed. And this year is the first year that the farmers are not sowing their land or plowing the land, and this is because of the settlers.
Do they pay rent to the landowners, or is it an agreement?
يعني انتو تدفعوا مصاري لأصحاب الأرض.
بدفع.
Yeah, they pay. And he said, but the army.
ضمان إنك ازرع وقديش يعني مش إنك تدفع مبالغ يعني مثلاً. 1,000 shekels, 500 shekels.
It's not a huge sum. It's like 1,000 shekels, 500 shekels. Mm-hmm. But this is the agreement. The army doesn't recognize any of it. The army said this is all state land. Doesn't recognize the Palestinian ownership here.
They say this is supposed to be a firing zone, like military.
حسب الجيش هون مناطق عسكري.
مناطق إطلاق نار.
Yeah. It's the army says this is a military zone.
And was it a military zone when the family moved here 30 years ago?
وكيف كان قبل 30 سنة؟
قبل 30 سنة كان بيجي الجيش يتدرب هون.
The army would practice up there.
وكان يوم يجي يتدرب يعطينا تبليغ أو إنه يحكي معنا يقول ممنوع تروح على الشقة هاي في تدريب.
They would come to practice. They would notify us and tell us stay away.
ممنوع فاحنا بنتجنب نروح يوم. بس هو يوم.
Like we could go away for a day or a couple of days, stay away, and then come back. That wasn't a problem.
And they don't do that anymore.
واليوم.
اليوم ممنوع، اليوم ممنوع طول السنة، ممنوع ممنوع.
أنتم ممنوعين.
إحنا ممنوعين.
Now they're prevented from arriving here all year long.
أيوة هود فعلا مدبرين على بيلفون من يوم من جي من شام هو فأخشي لي مدبر مع مين مدبرين.
Son that he speaks on the phone too much instead of taking care of the ship.
من تعرف تهود. مدبرين على البليفون وما ندري عم من يحكوا يعني أنا أعرف.
عنده شغل لازم يشتغل.
This is your son.
أخوك أي ابنك؟
هذا ولد عمي ابن عمي.
It's his nephew.
And what's his name?
أحمد.
How do the settlers know that you're here?
يعني لما أنتوا تيجوا هون كيف المستوطنين بيعرفوا أنتوا هون؟
ما بسوي لفات هم بيجوا لحالهم بلفوا بعملوا لفة بيطلوا على البلاد بالخيل سيور لفة.
They're driving around here all the time. So eventually they will see them and then they will call.
بجوز اليوم نرتع طول النهار ما بيجي من مرة. بجوز نروح ولا نشوف اليوم.
Perhaps today we will not see them at all.
Do they bring their own sheep here to graze?
عندهم غنم كمان.
وبيجوا هون. انتو قديش 300 عن عجي خلص 300 او 400 بس
لهم
لهم
they have about 300 sheep and yeah they bring him
احنا هذا عندنا تقريبا المجمع جميعها تقريبا عنده 3,500 راس.
So all the families in Gashash, the Palestinian families together all together they have 3,500 4,000 sheep.
And how many are out today?
وهون كم غنم
هون تقريبا الحين 500 اكثر من 500.
Like what him and the other group together maybe more than 500.
بس هذول اللي هون هذول اللي مش مولدات هذول المتأخرات في
الميلاد. Sheep that didn't give birth yet.
المولدات لسه في البيت هذولك في البيت ما.
Those who just gave birth they stay near the homes.
So these are all of these sheep are pregnant.
كلهم حاملين.
الحين هذول حاملين وهذولك ولدوا.
So if you have listened to The Shepherd and the Settler, you know that not long after this conversation, a settler who we call Baruch showed up on an ATV, tried to drive towards Muhammad's flock, nearly drove through Aviv, and eventually called for backup from a teenager on a horse with a boombox. Once they left, we had a much longer walk home to Muhammad's family compound in Rashash, because we had been essentially chased much further to the east than we would have gone otherwise. And once we did get back, over lunch, I had a few more questions. First, for Aviv. Everyone had been calling the police in the middle of the confrontation with the settlers, but I never saw any police, so I wasn't sure what that was about.
And one of you called the police, right, after the...
We called the guy called the police called me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you called the police, he called the police... What did the police do?
Nothing. The policeman spoke to me and said what's happening, and I described to him that there's the guy on the tractor trying to run over and so on. And I said it's very tense here, you need to come. And then after, I don't know, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, he called again. He said, I'm here, like somewhere, I don't know, but I can't reach you.
Okay. So, قصده
لا لا جاي جاب له للشرطي رقم تليفوني والشرطي حكى معي
يعني كمان كشرت لامي بعم لفنيشن عفران كشرت لامي
I used to call the police
many times فهي ما تصف كشي كشرت لامي
there were difficult things and I would call the police and the police would come but wouldn't do anything
زي كشي
and that's difficult that's tough that they're here they see it and they don't do anything That's problem. Whenever there's a problem, I call them. They come, but they don't act. Once they came in a proper vehicle, they went into the land to where things were happening. But usually they stop up here. They don't do. And so they came with a special car that they could go in. And didn't do anything. That's the problem. They work together.
If you've been paying close attention, you may have noticed it was pretty windy that day in Rashash. It was December of last year, and where we were sitting, where Muhammad's family has the shacks and tents in which they live and keep their flock, this is not where they would prefer to be in the winter. They used to have a separate set of homes, further down in the valley, where they would be protected from the winter wind. But I'd been told that their winter compound had been demolished a few years before by the Israeli Civil Administration that controls everything in this part of the West Bank. So I wanted to ask Mohammed about that.
And can you tell me what about the demolition of the winter buildings?
يعني بتحكي له عن الهدم من سنة 2015 شو يعني زي ما حكيت قبل بس حسا
قبل في 2000 جانا تبليغ بجوز في 2007-2008 وحطينا محامي شلومو لكر ظل عليها ل 2015 بعدها قال أنا ما بقدر أسوي لنا إحراز ومش عارف إيش قالنا أنا ما بقدر أكمل فيها لأنه بدهم يهدوا
Problems began at least in 2007, and then they took a lawyer by the name of Shlomo Lecker to, you know, to appeal probably demolition orders. And they paid him 20,000 shekels to, you know, to take care of it. But in 2015, he said, "Look, I can't do anything anymore."
فبعدها جو بعد بأسبوع بعد ما حكينا بأسبوع
جو. The week after he told us that, they came and demolished.
أسبوع وجو وهدوا البيوت كلهم جميع اللي عنده أقل شيء عنده بيتين ثلاث أربع بيوت اللي للغنم يعني كل عائلة مخاسر.
يعني there were all each family lost all the homes it had some the fewest number of homes including for the sheep and so on were like three four dwellings for a family. All was demolished.
ها؟ زو زي هيك. الواحد اللي عنده مثلاً العيلة بيت للغنم ثلاث بيوت للعيلة حسب العيلة
وفي الغنم كمان ثلاث بيوت حسب عدد الغنم. في الشتاء وين تعرف الدنيا صقعة.
فبتكثر المحلات الدفى مشان الغنم تدفى مشان ما يجي مطر. طبعاً في الشتوية أكثر من الصيف. راحن كله.
All was demolished.
Since the demolition, has the army done anything with the land? I mean, is there any
with the land down
yeah,
there?
Right.
يعني الجيس سوى إشي مع الأرض يعني بعد ما هدم ال.
ولا إشي.
Just demolition.
ولا سوى إشي. بالرغم من بقولهم هو بقول شيتخ شيتخ إيش.
The army just said it's a military zone.
وهي بالأصل بيجوا معها السواح طريق سواح بيجوا على عين مية تحت طريق سواح من شفت العلامات معلمة أنها طريق سياحية هون بينزلوا على عين
بيجوا ناس يعني
بيجوا سياحة
they made it into like a touristic road and sometimes people make make trips here
for hiking like
يمشوا
مشي لا مشي
يا هايكينج
موردين من هذا على فصائل هودوا هنا على الرشاش وبينزلوا على فصائل تحت على
they
عين
come
مي.
From up here and they go down all the way down
and so now you live up here all year round
يعني حسب تسكنوا هون كل السنة
كل السنة
yes
and is that a, is it hard to live up here in the winter
هو بده يفهم ليش قبل ليش كنتوا ساكنين نص السنة تحت نص السنة فوق يعني كيف هناك أحسن
هناك أدفى شوي وما في هواء وريح بيجي أضرى شوي أدفى يعني ما بيجي الهواء زي إجا قبل فترة لو أنه تحت ما شعرنا فيه بس هون بيجي عشان عالي جبل بيجي الهواء
saying in the winter down there it's more protected from the wind which is very very strong here
and هذا من يوم احنا من يوم ما طلعنا واحنا ضارين على متعودين على العاده هاي ننزل نطلع في دمنا يعني بالدم
and it's their way their tradition to go down half the year to go up half the year
كلبت يعني في الصيف في الشتويه يوم تيجي في ايام زي هذه ما بتشوف ولا شيء بتقول فيش حدا هون
if you'd come here in the past days during the winter you wouldn't see anyone here
بتشوف الناس كلها تقول يا الله من وين جايين هذول
You wouldn't understand where did the people come from.
And so how long
is it? Agvisha ze. Toyota Agvisha morida laino. Ipo Agvish asur lkha asur lano yesh lano barim mai. Limal lkva amar lano tsava gama ze lama tnakhil ashana zut. Ibni shwa imkan asur. Zatlo.
So they have water cisterns up there and Again, the army came and said, because of the settler, you're not allowed to go with your sheep up there to drink.
إحنا يوم تفكر إحنا أكبر طلة المستعمرة عدي عاد هذي إحنا أكبر منها في العمر هنيا ساكنين أكبر منها.
We are here for 30 years. It's longer than all the outposts. Or the first, even from the first outpost, but we don't get any facilities. The outposts get all the facilities. We have to bring. We don't have electricity. We have to bring the water from far away. From when it gets dark, there's no light here. They just can use the cell phone.
تحسن الوضع صار في ضوء في الليل صار في ثلاجة صار في غسالة صار في خفاضة لبن تعرف
it's a bit better because they get الضوء من وين من وين الكهرباء
من الطاقة الشمسية هي في طاقة شمسية
they have solar panels so that makes the situation a bit better and they can have you know washing machines and all kinds of facilities
وهذا هو وإحنا أكبر من عدي عاد هذي وأكبر من الثاني
again we're like here for longer than all the outposts but they're keeping the outposts and kicking us out
لكن هم في مصاري وفي دعم وفي دول
he said because they're Jewish he said because they have money and they have a state government
إحنا يا الفلسطيني رايح علينا بين الرجلين
the Palestinians have no hope
بس ليش يعني مثلا انا يعني اشتغلت انا في اسرائيل وبعرف ناس وكذي اليهود جوي او هون تحكي معاه بتدارش بجوز تسلم عليه بتحكي معاه بس اللي زي الحنان وزي هذول ما نوع تحكي معاه نوع
I worked inside Israel so I know Jews And I know it's people you can speak with, you know, regular people you can speak with, but this settler, it's impossible to speak with. Some Israelis come and hike here.
But
can speak to them, we invite them to have tea and so on. But with these settlers, it's impossible. Like, they're not willing to talk. Even if we say hi, they don't answer.
يعني حكي حكي انك يحكي معك ما.
No talk, no conversation.
And the children who were with us today, they were your nephews?
الأولاد اللي كانوا معنا هم
أبناء
أخوك؟
في أخو داود هذا كان معي أخوي والثاني ابن عمي والباقيين يا عمي وأخوي وجايك.
So one of them is his younger brother, oh. And another the son of his uncle.
Okay.
Yeah, like cousin, son of a cousin.
How old is your
child? أدش أولادك أدش عمرهم؟
أولادي أنا. أكبر واحد سبع سنين وأصغر واحد سنة والله سبعة وستة وأربعة وواحد وسنة
7, 6, 4, and 1
حلو. And do you hope that they will live here and continue herding the same way you do and your family does?
بتأمل هم يعيشوا هون يعني
No
على الحياة هاي لا
this life
no
مشان بجوز لو ما في من هذا مستوطن بجوز اقول لك اما من هذا والله
if there it wasn't for the settler I might have told you yes but with this situation if this continues like that no
اذا ظلت المضايقات زي هيك والله حرام
if it remains like this it's you know it can't it's intolerable
حياة صعبة.
Life is difficult.
بس عايشين شو بدنا نسوي؟
هذا الحياة. We live. What can we do? This is our life.
يعني لو في غيرها والله ما ظلينا فيها بس هاي هي حياتنا.
I missed the lesson. I was too much thinking about. What he said.
يعني إحنا بجوز إحنا تعودت أنا وأخوي وهذا أخذ أخوي.
This that's my brother.
إحنا بجوز عشنا هنا يعني. أما أولاد والله ما ظنيش إنهم يعيشوا العيشة.
We're living here, but our children, they probably won't be able to stay.
الحياة تصير صعبة.
Too difficult.
سهل الحين الإدارة المدنية طول بالك أخرى سنة سنتين إلا تيجي تهد النهو. والله غير تهد.
He anticipates that in a couple of years the civil administration will come and demolish again.
زمني.
For now they're labeled as temporary. They're temporary. So for now they were told for now stay here, but he knows it's only temporary.
أم شيخ إيش الناس؟
but we don't have a choice.
إن ملا سود ما زي ما إيش زي ما ملا
سود
زي ما إيه.
just to carry on.
زي ما إيه والله زي ما إيه.
that's it.
I don't know if I have any more questions at the moment.
So okay.
Sure. Very hospitable.
شكرا كثير محمد.
ولا يهمك الله أهلا وسهلا. ويلكم فيكم.
شكرا.
لا الرحب والسعة. بيجي واحد بيحكي معاك أصلح من ما بيجي من مرة ولا واحد.
شو كمان ما؟ شو حكيت؟
يعني أنت بتيجي بتقول لي بتيجي معاي بتروح معاي بتسمع مني شو بحكي أنا. أحسن من ما بيجي ولا واحد.
بس مش بكفي.
مش بكفي بس يا عمي ولا بيجي.
ولا بلا. Saying you came, you went out with me and helped and you're interested and you're listening and so it's better than if no one did that.
Unsettled is produced by Asaf Calderon, Emily Bell, Alana Levinson, and me, Max Friedman. This was just the first in a series of bonus episodes that'll be coming your way in the Unsettled podcast feed over the next few weeks. Next up, an interview with Israeli activist Aviv Tatarsky, my interpreter in Rashash.
Until something changes, maybe in the future something will shift. in whatever, in the situation, the power balance, whatever. But until that happens, change is going to happen through struggle, through resistance, through conflict, and not through a dialogue.
If you like what you heard in this episode, please tell a friend. Even better, if you can take a moment to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, that will really help people find the show.